Like all the children to come and join me at the front of the church and everybody else can sit down. Guys, hi. How are y'all doing? Hey, fellas, come join us. Alright, yeah, alright. Once we see it's okay. Alright, good to see you. Good. How's everything going, guys? Y'all doing okay? Good. School going well? Huh? Your mums and dads still happy all at school? Huh? Kinda, sorta, okay. Now you guys, Ethan and Elaine, you've been here since about, 4 o'clock this morning? Elena and Ethan cooked breakfast for us this morning. And then they, cooked breakfast and then y'all cleaned dishes and now y'all are acolyte. We just got our money's worth out of you guys this morning. And have you all played pretend? And have you ever played pretend things? What have you played pretend things, James?
Making stuff.
Yeah, making up stuff.
I play too.
What do you play?
Yeah, like I watch Steven play like planes.
All right, planes. Get them. All right, yeah. Okay, I want to play a pretend thing this morning, okay? Little fella, can I just put you down while I get my writing pad? Can it, will it be okay? Want to come sit right there? Is that comfortable? There we go. All right, gotcha. Okay, guys. We've got to make some decisions first, okay? We're going to pretend. We're going to pretend we're going to build either a tree house or a doll's house. How many of y'all want to build a tree house? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, unanimous. Okay, the doll's house got... All right, tree's house, okay. Right, how big do we want to build a tree house?
It's going to be larger for me.
Going to be larger for you? Okay. How big should we build it, guys? Well, let's think about the size, okay? Let's look at, see where Linda's sitting there, okay? If we come out to where the pulpit is and go back towards the flag, would that be big enough space, do you think? Big enough space? Okay, let's say about 10 by 8, okay?
Because right. My brother...
I hear you, brother. I know you come eventually. Okay, thanks, guys. Do you want to build a treehouse now? All right, good man. Okay, we need all the help we can get, okay? All right, guys, we're going to build a treehouse 10 feet by about 8 feet, okay? How much wood are we going to need? Okay, let's think about the studs first, okay? Those are called tuberfores. And we'll build it 8 feet high, okay? So we don't have to do much chopping, okay?
A lot.
How many is a lot? Give me a number.
A whole entire box.
A whole entire box, okay? How many come in a box?
No idea, honestly.
How many come in a box, guys? How many? 50. Let's do 50. 50 come in a box, okay? All right, guys. Now then, for the walls, okay? We're gonna have to put. That stuff called plywood, it comes like 4 feet by 8 feet high. How many sheets of that are we going to need?
Eight.
Eight, okay.
Probably ten.
Probably 10?
Yeah.
8 or 10. Let's do 9, shall we? Huh? More than 8 and less than 10. Let's do 9 sheets of plywood. Now then, how many nails are we going to need?
Maybe we'll need 6.
6 nails? 6 and 100. Why don't we do 600? All right, that'll work awesome, guys. 600 nails, okay? And now then, are we going to put a roof on this?
Yeah.
If we're going to put a roof on it, is it going to be a metal roof, or shall we make it a wooden roof with those things called shingles on?
Metal roof.
Metal roof, okay. How much will a metal roof cost?
$50.
$50?
$50.
Ooh, that's a lot of money. 50 and 50, 100. Any other estimate? 20? 200? Let's do 200, okay?
Yeah.
For a metal roof. Now we just put your Uncle Ben out of business, okay?
Okay.
All right, 200 for a metal roof. Are we going to have any doors on this treehouse?
No, we have to.
Hang on. Whoa. Some say no and some say yes. What kind of doors do we need on it, Ethan? A trap door, okay? Would a trap door do, guys?
Yeah, for we can trap people that are
We trap people that are girls. Now we're getting to the heart of the matter. Trap people that are girls, okay? All right. Now, if we have a trap door, then how do we get into the treehouse? A ladder. We need to build us a ladder, okay?
Yeah.
What about windows, guys?
Windows, yeah, for the get the mayor. 2 glass windows in the front and 2 glass in the back.
So you want to put 2 glass windows in the front and 2 glass ones in the back?
Is
that okay, there, buddy? Glass windows? Ooh, glass windows.
And 3 on the top.
And 3 on the top? Isn't that to look at the sky?
No, watching.
Okay, well, let's do 4 glass windows. Gosh, you guys are expensive. All right. Yeah. Okay, guys, let's see how much this is going to cost. Okay, how much is the wood?
400.
How much is it for one piece of wood? One stud? Have a guess.
$6.
Okay, let's do $6. $300. Okay? And how much were those pieces of plywood, you know, 4 foot by 8 foot, to make the walls and the roof? How much would they be?
$50 a foot.
Okay, well, we're getting 9 of those, okay? That's $450, okay? How much are the nails? How much would the nails be, Helena, do you think?
800.
25 cents each, okay? Pretty good answer, all right. Let me just get my math going. Okay, got it figured out. That's $50, okay? And the roof, we said, would be 200. Okay, we're having a trap door, but the ladder will cost about $50, okay? And the windows, what 4 windows going to cost us, Ethan? Any idea?
$25
each for 4 glass windows. All right, I'm going to shop where you shop, okay? All right then, guys, we've got our treehouse figured out, okay? And how much are you going to cost? Ethan, how much money do you have? Just have a guess. How much money do you have?
100.
100? Okay.
I don't have any.
How much do you have, James?
150.
How much do you have, buddy?
200.
And how much do you have, Sunshine?
I have no idea. I don't have any money.
Oh, no money? Okay, that'll work. That'll work. No money. And Elena, how much do you have?
It's okay,
I don't know. Just have a guess.
I forgot I'm...
$50.
I forgot mine at home.
How much do you have at home?
Eight.
Okay, that's 8. Okay, let's just add this up. 5, 10. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Okay, guys, we have $608, and we can build this thing for $600. Okay, so we can do it. Okay, are we willing to spend your money on this then, Ethan?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You want to spend your money on this? Well, you guys are just awesome, okay? But we played Let's Pretend, okay? So this is just a pretend treehouse. Well, now I'm in a fix. Okay, let's pretend. Let's just pretend. But guys, what we did, okay, we had an idea to build as a treehouse. We had to decide what to build, and then we sat down and we worked out how much it was gonna cost, and then we said, do we have enough money to spend it? And then we said, are we willing to spend that money? And we did. Okay? It's called making sure you can do what you're going to do. In the gospel lesson this morning, Jesus told us about the cost of being a disciple. If we want to be disciples of Jesus, there is also a cost. All of us, not just those little people, but all of us, I've got to sit down, okay, and ask, what is the cost to be a disciple of Jesus?
Actually, I didn't have 100.
Well, you know what? That means that we can get the ladder. All right. He's got 100, okay? We can get the ladder now. That's another $92.
Got it.
We got it? All right. When we sit down at the cost of discipleship, there are some things that we've got to take into consideration. The first cost of discipleship is something called time. We hear time and time again. People say we don't have enough time. We have to make time to come to worship. We've got to make time to say our prayers. We've got to make time to care for other people. The second cost is something called attitude. How many of y'all's parents have told you you need to change your attitude? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My guess is because your attitude has not been very good. It's not often parents say, change your attitude when it's good. Do they ever say that? No, never say that, okay?
Yeah.
What we have to do is sit down and think about our attitude. We have to change our bad tempers. We have to change being greedy. And we also have to change being selfish. That's the second thing. The third cost is we have to learn how to be loving. How to love other people. Especially those who are not lovable. Anybody know anybody like that? Nobody? Okay.